With no future plans in place, Dana Williams is looking forward to taking a few months off and considering his future outside of politics. He decided not to run for re-election, and he says he has no regrets.
I'm going to go visit some of our family in Mexico and Oregon and just kind of see what comes up. It's been a really good run, but trying to balance regular life with political life, it just got to the point it's been a little too much. And I've been trying to juggle three jobs for a long time, and I actually need to kind of get focused on having one. And so I feel good about it.
Williams cites a number of successes during his three terms. It started with the 2002 Olympics, which city officials had spent the 7 years prior planning for. He says the town's accomplishments since then include a number of old town improvements, a huge increase in open space and trails, and millions of dollars spent on replacing outdated water infrastructure. He also takes a lot of pride in how city government operates and how residents participate.
You know, there's probably a bit of a bigger idea, and that basically was just tone and how we work things. I tend to not be too excited a guy and try to deal with things in terms of keeping people as a part of the process. You know, we had hundreds of people that participated in various boards and commissions over the last a decade plus, and so I'm pretty proud of the way the community stepped up.
While residents have continued to support paying increased taxes to purchase open space, it's also limiting where new development can go, perhaps making Park City even more financially exclusive than it already is. When asked whether the city can continue to promote keeping the middle class in town and maintaining open space, Williams says the two are not mutually exclusive.
You are juggling those things, but I think there's been a direct correlation between our economic development and tourism especially and the amount of open space we've bought. When I took office, about 80% of our business happened in 100 days in the winter, and that has now changed to about 65-35, which is awesome in terms of bringing the summer visitors here. Part of the whole sustainability idea was to try to balance those things and get more people here.
For someone who ran on a slow-growth platform, there has been more growth in Park City during Williams' 12 years in office than ever before. However, he says the growth has focused mostly on building the town's bed base and building second homes, which benefits full-time residents by decreasing their taxes and providing better schools and more open space. The population of year-round residents, he says, really hasn't changed since he took office.
Even during the CARG days and through the 90s, one of the things that we did not argue with a lot had to do with bed base. And a lot of our growth has been in bed base. In fact, if we actually look at our population growth, it has not gone up in a decade. Yes, we've become more popular. We've gotten extremely good at, in my opinion, at what we do here in terms of welcoming the world. But, a lot of the growth issues, I think, associated, there were certain trade-offs. I think probably the classic one is the Montage. That was not part of the original Flagstaff or Empire Pass project. But when they came in and wanted some extra density in exchange for stripping the Park City Mountain Resort property, the mountains around the resort, of any future residential development was a pretty good trade-off.
He says it'll remain a juggling act to ensure that the city can continue to find affordable housing for its employees who need to service these hotel rooms and restaurants. Williams is excited to see what the future brings and says he's been honored to have served Park City for the last 12 years.
I don't know that I've really had more fun or been more honored about what I've been able to do in representing our town. Whether it's at the county, the state, or the federal level, or internationally, the last 12 years has been so much fun. And for me, it's a very easy community to talk about. I'm extremely proud of who we are as a community, and it's been quite a ride.
That's Park City Mayor Dana Williams. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.